USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.